This is Jay Sekulow, major development out of Iran. Pastor Youssef Nardakhani is free.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
An Iranian pastor who spent 3 years locked in prison because of his faith is finally a free man. Pastor Youssef Nardakhani was reunited with his family. He was sentenced to death for refusing to renounce his Christian faith. Now, from the beginning, the American Center for Law and Justice led the fight to get the pastor freed. The organization is hoping his case will lead to the release of more Iranians jailed for religious reasons. And
phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This is a great victory, and the American Center for Law and Justice worked tirelessly.
Jay, it's with great news and congratulations to you and the others who fought for the pastor's release.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. Salvation is
here. Well, there's a couple of times in your legal career when you see something happen so incredible and so unexpected that you know it has to be God, and that is exactly the situation that I am happy to report to you today, our radio audience, that Pastor Youssef Nardakhani walked a free man out of an Iranian jail on Saturday. Our phone lines are open for you. We want to talk about this issue at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. 3 million of you received the tweet for Youssef every single day for the past, almost past year. Over 3 million of you received that tweet for Youssef every day. Tens of thousands of you, I'm going to say millions of you, contacted us urging the UN, urging the State Department, urging various governments in Europe. Jordan Sekulow and Anna Sekulow went, traveled around the globe. Tiffany Behrens did a tremendous job in the legal venues. Matt Clark here in our media office was constantly getting information out. Our internet team did a phenomenal job. And at the end of the day, Youssef Nardakhani is freed. And let me tell you something, folks. This came from the top of the top. This had to come from the Ayatollah. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is in the studio with me. And we were all shocked. David, you were on a military maneuvers on Saturday, so you just got word of it afterwards that he was released. But in, you've served in Iraq. You know how these Islamic regimes work. This had to come from the Ayatollah. There's no way a judge made the decision here.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, this had to come from the very top. And it's the result of international pressure. I mean, that's what it is. This is not the goodness of the Iranian regime emerging. This is a response to international pressure, a proof that international pressure can actually work in Iran. And, you know, when I saw the news, I thought this was a miracle. But you were exactly right. It was a miracle that was brought about in part through the prayers and actions of many, many, many people around this country.
Well, the prayers and engagement. Folks, we want to know what you think about this, what your sense is. But there's also a problem, and that is genocide now is a situation that's serious in Egypt. Of course, it's still in Iran as well. But first, give us a call. Those of you that were involved with Youssef Nardakhani, let's call and talk about this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's a day to celebrate. Let me tell you what happened. He was brought back in for charges. Everybody thought they were going to bring new charges against him. Instead, they dismissed the charges of apostasy, said he was only guilty of evangelizing Muslims. For that, they said time served was sufficient, and out he went. Now, you've got to be careful. You don't know what will happen. There's been situations in the past when, they've been released, they've then been killed. So we're monitoring the situation carefully. But obviously a huge victory. So we want to talk to you about that at 1-800-684-3110. He was in jail for 1,062 days. But in Egypt right now as we talk, the Muslim Brotherhood has made the statement through the new president of Egypt that the conquest is coming, Sharia will be implemented, and in the past few days, we've received reports that radical Islamists have crucified people on trees in front of the presidential palace, and the government has done nothing, but our government has just authorized another $1.5 billion for Egypt. We want to say, do not fund that money. We need you on this petition urging the stopping of this genocide. The number is 1-877-989-2255. Stop the genocide and stop the funding. They're calling for the new conquest. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign online. But take a stand now, folks. There are Christians suffering. We've got to take action.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nadakhani in Iran after 3 years of imprisonment because of his Christian faith is truly a significant victory. But the persecution continues for countless other Christians in countries where radical Islam has a strong foothold. Nowhere is that more evident than in Egypt, where the new government, the Muslim Brotherhood, has taken control. Egypt's new president says the Egyptian Christians need to know that, quote, conquest is coming. The danger and persecution facing them is very real and deeply troubling. The American Center for Law and Justice continues to stand up for the rights of Christians in Egypt. Sign on to our petition to defend Egypt's Christians. It's time for the Obama administration to condemn this anti-Christian movement and cut off U.S. aid to the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nadakhani in Iran after 3 years of imprisonment because of his Christian faith is truly a significant victory. But the persecution continues for countless other Christians in countries where radical Islam has a strong foothold. Nowhere is that more evident than in Egypt, where the new government, the Muslim Brotherhood, has taken control. Egypt's new president says the Egyptian Christians need to know that, quote, conquest is coming. The danger and persecution facing them is very real and deeply troubling. The American Center for Law and Justice continues to stand up for the rights of Christians in Egypt. Sign on to our petition to defend Egypt's Christians. It's time for the Obama administration to condemn this anti-Christian movement and cut off U.S. aid to the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
If you're just joining us, after 1,062 days in an Iranian prison, Youssef Nadakhani walks a freed man. Now, that's we got to be very careful here, and I want to say this first, folks. His lawyer did an incredible job in Iran. The Brazilian government, we had a lot of representation going on down there. Jordan went down there, and Rami Levy from our office in Jerusalem, they were engaged in Brazil, and the Brazilian government went to bat for Youssef Nadakhani, as did the German government. The French made reference to it, the EU. You had Youssef Nardakhani's name mentioned on the floor of the United Nations a couple of times. And again, our team here at the ACLJ did just a fantastic job. But God gets the glory for this, because I will tell you, none of us were expecting this news. We expected new charges, actually, on Saturday. And as David and I were talking during the break, the sense is, and I think we have to be realistic here, there is no rule of law, court system, independent judiciary, as we see here in the United States.
That's right. I mean, it's not like these judges are sitting there feeling bound by precedent no matter what the supreme leader says. I mean, the supreme leader dictates all. And
the supreme leader, by the way, that David's talking about is the Ayatollah. It's their spiritual leader.
Exactly. It's a religious, it's a theocracy in the purest
right.
sense of the word. And the highest religious leader dictates what happens in these courts. And, you know, it's a signal that these folks are susceptible to international pressure.
It sure is. And the global pressure on this was huge. 3 million a day on the Tweet for Youssef campaign. But we're going to get to your calls. By the way, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me say, though, that we are very concerned about another issue, and that is in addition to Christians in Iran that are still being persecuted, by the way. This is a great victory, but the battle is not over. In Egypt, the president, who is, of course, Muslim Brotherhood, more has said that the conquest is coming, and in the last few days we've received reports that have indicated that radical Islamists have actually crucified individuals, including Christians, on trees in front of the presidential palace, and the government's doing nothing to stop it. In the meantime, the Secretary of State needs to take action here, but our government's offering another $1.5 billion in aid to the Muslim Brotherhood-run Egyptian government. This is outrageous, and we are taking action. By the way, they're talking about the Egyptian government's calling it collective punishment on Christian cops, or I should say representatives that are affiliated with the government. They always try to take one step removed. We want to fight this aggressively through a petition campaign. Over 8,000 of you have signed up at aclj.org. We don't want any more money going to the Muslim Brotherhood. We want a respect for human rights, and we want these Christians protected. You could go to aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-9 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we're going to go right to our phones. Carol is calling from Maryland. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay. Hi, David. You guys have got to be walking on clouds about now. This is a tremendous win. I just wanted to say thank you to ACLJ, Jay, especially Jordan, and the attorney in Iran. We wouldn't have had this story without them.
Well, look, the Jordan and Tiffany and Matt Clark here did a fantastic job. Our internet team did a great job as well. And the lawyer in Iran, what can you say? I mean, this guy already has a death sentence on him and has been disbarred for 9 years for representing Nardarkhani. So we're hopeful that that will also change. This was an unexpected victory, and again, the Lord gets all the credit here because we were anticipating, when I was looking at this, we knew there were going to be proceedings this week. We were all expecting, David, additional charges. But it does show that when you've got a global effort here, it can make an impact. I mean, it's clearly, clearly significant.
Oh, absolutely. And I echo what you said about the lawyer in Iran. I mean,
wow.
Talk about courage. I mean, there's no lawyer in America that has had, thankfully, to show the courage they had to show just to show up in court.
And by the way, I need to say the lawyer's Muslim. I mean, he's a Muslim lawyer. There are no Christian lawyers in Iran. This is a Muslim lawyer who went and did this, a human rights lawyer, but he's Muslim, and he did it. And he did a phenomenal job, and you have to say thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's a wonderful victory. But it also focuses, just like you were saying, that there is a crisis of religious liberty in the Middle East right now.
I Huge.
There have been about 1 million Christians that have been run out of Iraq, sadly, even under our watch when we were there. There are Christians that are persecuted in Syria. And then Egypt, the crown jewel of the Middle East and the Arab world, is now turning its anger on its very significant Christian minority population, and we seem to be just standing by and watching it happen.
Yeah, and that's the troubling thing. And by the way, what David is referring to is we've got the situation. They're calling it collective punishment, and you've got people being crucified, believe it or not, crucified in 2012 in Egypt in front of the presidential palace in Egypt, while the president of Egypt, Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood-led president, has said the conquest is coming. So we've now got to stand with our brothers and sisters in Egypt, and we are working on that situation as we speak. But the troubling development here is that the, and this is really unfortunate, is that we are about to give $1.5 billion of additional aid to Egypt, and then it goes into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're not even recognizing Israel's right to exist and allowing their own people to be crucified and churches to be destroyed. So we want to fight back. We've got a petition, which over 8,000 of you have signed. You can do that at aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name that way. So either the website at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Raj is calling from Virginia. He's on line 3. Hi, Raj. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Welcome. It's very little. Greetings. God's blessings. Jay, you and the team have done such a fantastic job, as your very special, the man God prepared to be a lawyer for Yusuf Nardarkhani. But Jay, you have said it so well. God worked. He worked through these other countries. He worked through Christians everywhere. And we must just continue to just raise up our voices, our petitions in prayer, that God will bring down his judgment upon the persecutors. He has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay it.
Well, I'll tell you this much. First of all, I appreciate your kind words, but let me say this. This was, and I will say it again, this was a global effort, and it involved both legal advocacy in the courtroom, but media advocacy, and we were very fortunate to have, and I need to say a huge thank you to two media news organizations that were fantastic on this. Of course, a thank you to our Christian radio stations that are broadcasting our broadcast and our television networks that broadcast our broadcast, our networks. We appreciate that. But the Fox News Channel and CBN News were relentless. I was on Fox on Sunday. I am on with Megyn Kelly in just about an hour to discuss the Nardarkhani release. They were relentless on this. And, of course, Christian radio and the Twitter and the technology we were able to deploy. This was really global media advocacy, and it made a big and significant difference. And for that, we are very, very grateful. Let me also say this, that it wouldn't have happened without you and the 3 million of you that are part of the Twitter campaign. Again, thank you to our members. We couldn't do this legal work without our members. So a huge thank you to our ACLJ members and, of course, our younger legal team here at the ACLJ, Jordan and Tiffany and Matt Clark and others did just a fantastic job, and again, a thank you to them. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Elizabeth is calling from Washington State. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just wanted to say you are so right, Jay. It is God that moved. And just watching this week after week, I was so touched just how God brought so many hearts of his own people together to pray for Pastor Youssef. And just to watch his hand move week after week to protect this pastor. And you had that one time where they were saying that it was one reason that they put him in jail, and then the next thing you know, because of the prayers of thousands, if not millions of people, it was revealed that same week that there were other reasons that they were trying to condemn him to.
Correct. Which is, by the way, Tiffany Behrens in the second half hour of the broadcast, one of the lawyers that were working on this, is going to talk about that, because what they did was bring up other charges, which is, David, what a lot of these regimes do. They'll, you know, they'll start with, except here we had the, you know, this is again God's providence. We had the court documents in Farsi, translated to English, from the Iranian courts that said he was being charged with apostasy. But oftentimes they will bring up Trump charges, including serious charges, drug possession, murder, rape. I mean, they will make all kinds of allegations in these cases.
Oh, absolutely. You cannot believe a word these regimes say. And that's how so many Christians disappear in the system, is through these trumped-up treason or drug or various conspiracy charges that they'll trump up. You know, one word about Pastor Youssef. I mean, this is a guy who's a modern-day Sir Thomas More.
Yeah.
I mean, he was under the ultimate pressure to recant, and he would not. And
3 times he was offered freedom. And remember, he was suffering a death penalty. And 3 times he was offered freedom, and 3 times to recant his faith, and 3 times he said, I cannot.
That's humbling. I mean, that's humbling.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in this country, and we still have so many freedoms here that we enjoy and we take for granted. And how would I react under that circumstance? And I tell you what, I look at that, and I'm thankful that God put a man of such courage in that position. And it's humbling to think about it. And the credit that he deserves for his courageous stand. I mean, there's words that just simply can't express it. And words can't express our thanks to God that he sustained him during that time.
Well, I'll tell you this, that you're right about that, by the way. It truly is the guy, Youssef Nardakhani, what a stand he's taken for Christ. I mean, it's incredible. Having said all of that, God moved here. And I'm thankful that our lawyers and our legal teams did a tremendous job, God moved. Folks, we've got this petition. We want you to sign it on Egypt. The plight there, very serious. Crucifixions, $1.5 billion of aid going to the Muslim Brotherhood? Let's stop that. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Let's take a stand for these other brothers and sisters that are being persecuted. ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani in Iran after 3 years of imprisonment because of his Christian faith is truly a significant victory. But the persecution continues for countless other Christians in countries where radical Islam has a strong foothold. Nowhere is that more evident than in Egypt, where the new government, the Muslim Brotherhood, has taken control. Egypt's new president says the Egyptian Christians need to know that, quote, conquest is coming. The danger and persecution facing them is very real and deeply troubling. The American Center for Law and Justice continues to stand up for the rights of Christians in Egypt. Sign on to our petition to defend Egypt's Christians. It's time for the Obama administration to condemn this anti-Christian movement and cut off U.S. aid to the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani in Iran after 3 years of imprisonment because of his Christian faith is truly a significant victory. But the persecution continues for countless other Christians in countries where radical Islam has a strong foothold. Nowhere is that more evident than in Egypt, where the new government, the Muslim Brotherhood, has taken control. Egypt's new president says the Egyptian Christians need to know that, quote, conquest is coming. The danger and persecution facing them is very real and deeply troubling. The American Center for Law and Justice continues to stand up for the rights of Christians in Egypt. Sign on to our petition to defend Egypt's Christians. It's time for the Obama administration to condemn this anti-Christian movement and cut off U.S. aid to the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got some really great news, and that is Youssef Nardakhani, after being in prison for 1,062 days, has been released. He was the charges of apostasy were dismissed. Apostasy being, of course, that he left Islam and became a Christian. He was charged with that. That was dismissed. They did charge him with convict him of evangelizing Muslims, but for that he was just sentenced to time served. When I say just, I mean, it's still significant. He's been in the jail for 3 years, but he's a free man. Now you got to pray for his safety, and I encourage you to continue to do that. We are turning our attention also to the others that are in Iran, but also to a situation that we're very concerned with in Egypt, where the president of Egypt has said the conquest is coming. And David, when they say the conquest is coming, what do they mean?
You know, essentially what they believe that all Islamic land, once Islamic, will remain Islamic forever. And so that's a word that means conquest, not just of his own domestic territory, but those words have meaning for Israel. They have direct meaning for Israel because they believe that every ounce of land in the Middle East that is held by non-Muslims is held against the will of God.
So they want it back.
And they want it back. I mean, that's been the motivation for attacking Israel since 1948.
So what we have in Egypt right now is the president of Egypt, Morsi, saying, who of course is Islamic brother, a Muslim Brotherhood, saying that the conquest is coming. Meanwhile, they have crucified, reports have come out of Egypt of crucifixions. You've seen these on the news. In front of Christians, in front of the presidential palace, they call it collective punishment. This is going on simultaneously. And then the United States has decided to give about $1.5 billion of additional aid to Egypt, which means the Muslim Brotherhood, while all this is going on. And we're saying, no, let's stop the money and get some human rights protection here for Christian minorities. The number, if you want to add your name to this petition, we're over 8,000. I'd like to get to 10,000 by tomorrow, is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Ritz calling from Texas on line 3. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
To congratulate you on Pastor Youssef. I know you guys
thanks.
Overtime trying to get that taken care of, and I know with the millions of prayers. But you're right. God definitely had a hand in this. The other thing I wanted to add was last year, I think it was either Hillary or somebody had signed off on like $35 billion worth of weapons going to Egypt, and this was during the coup. So there's really no clear distinguish.
Well, I don't think that would have been authorized not through the Secretary of State. That may have come through defense or from the White House itself. But there was a flow of funds while all that was going on. Of course, they were also hoping that the military would stay in some kind of control there, which was a moderating force. I do need to say this, though. Hillary Clinton and the Secretary of State here did a very good job on Youssef Nardakhani. They really helped us out. We asked for public statements. They did it. She did it. She had her ambassador of religious freedom do it. They had Jay Carney come out of the White House and say it. We had it on the floor of the United Nations. So it was a collective effort. Again, the government of Brazil as well. But the military, David, you're a military guy. I mean, this was the hope was they would be the moderating force, but then Morsi dismissed the military leaders, the secular military leaders.
That's exactly right. Initially, there was a logic to supporting the military
right.
because it was thought that they would hold the Trump card over the Muslim Brotherhood. But then when Morsi fired the senior military leaders, he asserted control over that military. And what's important for people to realize about the Egyptian military, it depends on American weaponry and technology. So we hold an enormous bargaining chip right now because
yep.
without American money, the Egyptian military literally stops in its tracks.
Yeah.
And if there is a military effort against Israel, it's American weapons that would be fueling that effort.
Well, that's why we've got to be really so careful here. Ed's calling from New York. He's on line 5. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hi, everyone at ACLJ. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thrilled. I am so happy to hear that our brother Youssef is free. I got involved in the Twitter campaign.
Great.
Facebook. I did everything I had to do. Got in contact with my people in Brazil. I'm just happy to be part of the celebration. We serve an awesome God.
Yeah, this was, I said, this was a God moment, no doubt about that. And I will tell you this, that, and this is encouraging as well, the Brazilians did great. Jordan and Anna went down to Brazil. They met with Brazilian government's Rami Levy from our office in Israel, went down. I mean, we had a whole team down in Brazil. They met with the vice president. He got involved. And Brazil had relations with Iran. So that was very, very helpful here. And then you had, of course, the EU coming in. So this was a global effort. By the way, we had the Russian Orthodox Patriarch make public statements to Iran. And so we had our offices in the United States, in Washington, D.C., of course, in Strasbourg, France, in Jerusalem, and in Moscow, all engaged in this issue, which tells you this. And then 3 million people participating in the Tweet for Yusuf campaign. And by the way, we are, I've been told, we are already up to 11,000 individuals that have signed on to this petition on the Egypt situation. And Chuck DeFeo is telling me we could be at 15,000 by the end of the broadcast. So we want to keep that pressure on Egypt. Again, if you want to help us on that one, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Roberta's calling from California on line 6. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Jay. Just wanted to say thank you very much, everybody. But I also had a question. Will Romney do anything about stopping the money going to, like, Pakistan and Egypt? And
well, Governor Romney's been very clear in his position, which is he's going to support Israel when it comes to Egypt. I mean, there's no question about that. The President of the United States has said that. But yet you had the whole battle over whether they were going to keep Jerusalem as the capital in their platform. So I think that Governor Romney and Vice President, candidate Paul Ryan, Congressman Ryan, have been very clear on that. President Obama and Vice President Biden have made their statements. Israel, look, I mean, when it comes to Israel, there's a difference between the Romney position and the Obama position. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. It's just look for yourself, folks. There's a difference. Read the Jerusalem Post. You don't have to take it from me. Read the Jerusalem Post. You're going to find out that difference. Let's grab another phone call. Susan's calling from California. She's online too. Hi, Susan. Okay, Susan, evidently, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air.
Praise God that another Connie was released. I am concerned, as you folks are, about his safety.
Sure.
If you're helping him, I think he's got a difficult situation because I know he wants to evangelize his family.
Well, let's talk about the safety issue. What we've got to be concerned about, David, is that in Iran in the past, there's been situations where people have been released and then killed by a mob with the government not stopping it, you know, 3 days later. I mean, these are the things you have to watch out for. But that's why we've got to keep focused on this for Nader Khani's sake.
Well, that's right. Mob, quote-unquote, mob violence has been a problem across the Middle East, but let's be clear, Iran it's not just a theocracy, it's also a police state. And if the Iranian government wants to protect Nader Khani, the Iranian government can protect
him. They
sure
can.
So we have to maintain the pressure. And I have high degree of optimism that people will not drop this simply because
absolutely
there's this
not.
Victory.
And we're going to keep doing the Tweet for Yusuf campaign and remind people of others that are involved in the situation as well. And again, folks, if you're just joining us really late here, Yusuf Nader Khani, after 1,062 days in jail, walks out a free man. Tiffany Barron will be joining me in the next segment of the broadcast, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Those of you that carry the hour, it's going to be a major discussion about what happened here, because the lawyers get a lot of credit in Iran, of course, as well. Folks, we are also turning our attention today and tomorrow, especially with 9/11 anniversary tomorrow, to the situation in Egypt, and we want your help on that. We're going to get to 15,000 by the end of the show, saying no to a $1.5 billion to Egypt while the president of Egypt's calling for the conquest is coming and Christians are being crucified. You go to ACLJ.org to sign that petition, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255 to sign that petition, or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice continues to stand up for the rights of Christians in Egypt. Sign on to our petition to defend Egypt's Christians. It's time for the Obama administration to condemn this anti-Christian movement and cut off U.S. aid to the Muslim Brotherhood. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.